This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Sorry.
Will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll be out of the link tomorrow doing the show out there before Eagles Bengals as we are back at Eagle season, which is stunning.
Oh, get my neck roll!
Oh, there it is. Now, we don't, if Eagles win on Thursday.
No, we do not.
Okay. I didn't remember from last year.
No.
Should Sirianni start the starters?
I think you should.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, come on. Give me a quarter.
Get him out
Give
there.
Us something to watch.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. No Twitter question today. So what they are sponsoring is the picture of Bam, which is on our Twitter right now. So it is Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour. Tomorrow at 2:30, we reveal the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Ooh-wee.
And I think I will ask you tomorrow to do the Eagles' quarterback Mount Rushmore as yours.
Ooh-wee.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be
right.
Ready.
And I'll take care of the Eagles' special team.
Are you kissing up?
No, we'll see.
He's setting that up to not.
Yeah,
have
yeah, yeah.
Marigo's had a good couple of years there.
He did.
30 past
got
every hour.
$43 million over it.
He sure did. 30 past every hour, we do a Mount Rushmore. So let's do one today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
All right. Decided to do a Mount Rushmore of the pre-Attitude Era professional wrestlers. Attitude Era, in case you don't know, is the Stone Cold, Rock, D-Generation X era. So this is previous to that.
Mm-hmm. Why is it called the Attitude Era?
Because that's when it got different.
Okay.
So that was like WWE versus WWF versus WCW and all that kind of stuff. And that's when it got like, I would say it got racier. And that's why they called it the Attitude Era.
Okay.
That's how they describe that era of wrestling.
Okay.
You know, the suck it thing and all that kind of stuff. You remember, if you're not down with D-Generation X, I got two words for you.
Right.
Suck it.
That's the Joel Embiid thing?
That's what Joel Embiid is doing.
Yeah,
he's doing
okay.
The X-Pac and yeah. Shawn Michaels. All right. So here is the Mount Rushmore of pre-Attitude Era wrestlers.
Who you got?
This is very difficult.
I'm interested to see your list.
Okay.
I have mine.
So I tried to not... I'm going to say these are not my favorite guys because I adjusted the list to try to put one of my favorite guys in there. That's not what I did.
Okay.
Here is what I think it is. Hulk Hogan is definitely on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Ric Flair is definitely on the Mount Rushmore.
Two for two.
Andre the Giant, I believe, is on the Mount Rushmore.
Wow. Terrible take.
Three for three.
I truly believe the moment...
He don't know Andre the Giant. He has no idea.
When Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant, the fact that they had this monstrous guy, and then following him, the number of giant guys that followed Andre the Giant, and the fourth...
He was great in The Princess Bride.
Oh, he was Princess Bride.
He was.
Yeah.
Never
he was.
And the fourth one, I believe, is Dusty Rhodes. The American. Are we four for four?
Four for four.
There it is. Okay.
Four for four. How about that?
There it is.
Wow. Four for four.
Now, the change I wanted to make is I wanted to take Andre the Giant off and put Macho Man Savage on there.
Ah.
Because I do believe Macho Man's promo, like his the talk, the bit, the missile, that was great. So the ones that I had next.
I wanted to take Hogan off. For other reasons, but he's obviously a great.
He's
arguably the greatest.
Yeah, we're talking about wrestling. Yes. It's what he was.
Yes.
So we're not saying this isn't the four greatest guys we ever met.
Right.
You know. So the guys that I believe are next would be Bret the Hitman Hart, Randy Macho Man Savage. Bruno Sammartino was right before us, but he was the first star before Hogan, I believe.
Yeah, I got the old Bruno Sammartino,
Shawn Michaels, who ended up going into Attitude Era, and Sting.
Ooh, Sting,
Now, remember, Sting started in...
I forgot about Sting,
He started in NWA with Ric Flair all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. He's part of the Legion of... what were they called? They were called the Four Horsemen.
No, he wasn't in Four Horsemen, though. So Four Horsemen was Ric Flair... Arn and Ole
Anderson
and Lex Luger.
Yep. Didn't they switch it at some point?
I don't think Sting was ever...
So Sting never got there to be a part of the Four Horsemen.
No, I don't think he was one of the Four
Horsemen.
Yeah,
but you're right. That's the original Four Horsemen right there, No doubt. Now, that's when wrestling was wrestling, Fritz.
Jack, what's your Mount Rushmore of pre-Attitude Era wrestlers?
Well, I'm anti-Ric Flair. Been long anti-Ric Flair.
Why?
I just think the Woo thing's super annoying.
Man.
Dude, and he was...
He's got to grow up, too. You're too old for this.
Dude, Flair was the guy. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
He's the first trash talker I ever saw.
Well, I remember LeBron said once, this was... Years ago,
it's somehow LeBron's fault.
No, he said that Ric Flair was the first guy that he thinks that athletes took swagger and trash talk from Ric Flair.
I could see that.
You know,
I could see that. Ric Flair was to me the first guy that had the style. He had the robes, he had all the rhinestones on his robes and the hair.
Yep.
And the wine and the dining and the limousine and oh man, Ric Flair was a man.
Yep.
And he was a bad guy.
Yes.
So he was a bad guy that made you like the bad guy, man.
Which ended up becoming the prototype for how wrestling would work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that when we were younger. It wasn't like a bad guy got so popular he became good.
Yeah.
But that's what ended up happening. Yeah. It's like bad guys got so popular they became good.
And I think he was probably the originator of that.
Yeah. So then there's other, Rowdy Piper, not on the Mount Rushmore, but a great one as well.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Superfly Snuka. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ricky the Dragon, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
Those are some good ones, man.
Yeah.
Then I'm a tag team guy, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm the Road Warriors.
Road Warriors.
The Road Warriors.
Yeah.
Road Warriors.
Animal and Hawk.
And then my other favorite tag team was...
The Rockers?
No, I forget their name. They did the Born... They came out to Born in the USA. Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo.
Oh, yes.
Barry Windham, Sweetwater, Texas.
And then who was...
Mike Rotundo from Syracuse, New York.
And then there was... Who was the guy with British Bulldog? Because British Bulldog
and
somebody...
Davey Boy Smith and the Dynamite Kid.
Yes.
Yes, sir. The British Bulldog. That's another good one. Man. Taking me back to the childhood, man.
And the Rockers was Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Yep. And then there were the Killer Bees.
Killer Bees.
Yep.
Yeah, the Killer Bees. Yep. Man, come on, man. Yes,
we could do this all day.
Yeah, man.
Casey in Pottstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Casey?
Hey. Hey, how you doing, Spike? Everybody, how's it going? Jack, what happened?
He was good.
Get straight to it.
He was good.
Take some ownership, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. I just can't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either.
I'm for Joe, but I just can't believe that. I've been listening to these guys talk about how lame you were.
Well, again, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Well,
he didn't prepare, Casey. He didn't prepare.
It doesn't sound like you prepared in golf.
No, he did not prepare.
You guys said that Joe was fading in today.
I believe
Jack was fading terribly in the baseball.
Well, they were both fading. He was, but now we can be honest in that Jack had a much more physically demanding job in baseball than Joe did. Like, all Joe had to do was stand there and swing.
But he just showed up. He didn't have a warm-up. You were saying Jack didn't warm up today, and it hurt him. Joe didn't get a warm-up before the baseball, and don't get me wrong.
Sure he did.
When? Before the game?
Yes. Sure. Joe had the option to warm up all he wanted. Look. I know you're a Joe guy. I know you're a Joe guy, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But Jack's job, you're saying that Jack was fading. Joe was fading in golf. He was fading in tennis. And yes, Jack was fading in baseball, but Jack had the more physically demanding job in baseball. He was pitching.
Yeah, but it was much better sport. It was, he was wearing out. Joe could have come back.
No, he couldn't.
Possibly.
He didn't get any hits. He didn't walk ever.
Matter. He could have got hit.
All right.
He almost got hit by the pitch. If he got hit by that pitch, Jack was gone. He said it to McGurk's or wherever he went.
Can I tell you something,
Casey? His arm was done.
Nothing sadder than being a DeCamera guy. I can't get behind this.
No. Jack is 20 years younger, and he's losing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, so
I think Joe's going to beat him in racing.
There is no chance. How much you want to bet? I'll give you +750 odds. Okay, all right.
Well, if he beats Fritz in running, Fritz may as well just run all the way home.
Yeah. That would be a catastrophe.
You can't count on Jack to be ready. You can't count on him.
He runs. Well, do you still even run?
Right? Yeah.
You might want to run a little bit. Yeah, might want to run a little bit. Get your wind up.
It'll be over next match.
I don't think so.
I just can't. Go ahead, hammer. It's hammer time, Jack. I can't believe you let the dude. You ain't taking it serious.
I know.
This is what we're suggesting.
It's disgusting.
This is why Joe challenged him in the first place.
Let's be honest. And I want to be clear and I want to be respectful about this. I just want to be honest. The reason that Joe challenged him in the first place is because Jack is more famous than him and they want to attach themselves to the afternoon show.
Oh, please.
Well, please. I'm just calling a spade a spade. I'm just calling a spade a spade.
I'm just,
Jack's star is rising. You know, Joe's past his prime. It's fine. It's fine. They want to attach themselves to the big dogs. I get it. But with that comes responsibility to Jack. And Jack has to take his responsibility seriously.
He's not doing it.
He's not.
Joe's going to smoke him in that 100-yard dash.
He is
even
not.
Joe knows he's not going to. Yeah.
Joe, give it up now. We all know Joe runs now. Joe might beat you by a crotch in the race. Can you imagine if it's a photo finish and across the line? There's a crotch.
Should that be the rule? You got to run crotch first.
Crotch first. Well, I wonder.
Crotch first running.
I also wonder.
We've said crotch a lot.
Yes.
An underrated term.
I also wonder, like, I assume you guys will be both running at the same time, but then if there is a photo finish,
yeah,
that gets difficult. Like, I wonder
if we can get the line judges from today.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if the best thing to do is have you guys run separately and time them. Just so, because if it's neck and neck, how are we going to judge it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just work here.
It better not be neck and neck. Well,
yeah, Jack. Yeah. No, we don't need a photo finish.
Yeah. Gary and Jack is done with today's show. Gary and Vine Lynch.
That last caller was so annoying. Like, so annoying.
Gary, you're on WIP.
How do you tie yourself to the hammer? Like, why?
Yeah, I know. It's a very strange thing. I would not be a hammer guy.
Spike, before you called in this morning, I had the same point you did. You guys are bragging that you brought up the Turner thing first. And then after 2 weeks, nothing happened.
Yes.
Of you guys talking about it.
Yep.
And then Jack said something, and next thing you know, they're cheering for Turner.
Yeah, they were looking for some sort of credit. The credit, the thing with the standing ovation is not mentioning that it could happen. It is making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Joe and John deserve credit for mentioning it, but Jack made it happen. And that's a very big, it's a big difference, you know?
And speaking of mentioning, like, how did you not mention 227 the other day when we were talking about 80 sitcoms?
Ooh, 227.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's another great one.
Now, 227, there's no place like home.
Yeah, you got it.
With your family around you, you're never alone.
You know what, Gary?
If you know that you love.
It slipped my mind. Yeah, it slipped my mind.
That was a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I don't know if it would have cracked the Mount Rushmore, but yes, it definitely deserved the mention. Yeah.
But for delegation points, I mean, yo.
Yeah.
Can I say something about Elliot? Is it about his sports stuff?
Sure.
You know what doesn't work with his thinking? Simple physics. Yes. A bat to a ball, if it's 100 miles an hour, should go out. But you have to have the force to go forward, not the ball hits the bat and the bat goes back.
Well, then otherwise, Gary, do you know how many home runs we would see in Major League Baseball? Like, how many times a batter hits a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and it doesn't go out of the park? It's like 99% of the time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Elliot would need 25,000 at-bats to make that happen.
And then the tush push thing, Jalen Hurts is like pushing a block through the line. With him, it would be like pushing a piece of paper. Like,
they did that with Kenny Pickett, though. They did ragdoll him into the end zone. So I suppose that could happen.
I take Pickett over Elliott in a dog fight.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Gary. All right, Gary.
But talking about the tennis, I was like you were with him, like, or Spike. I had a partner. I used to play tennis in high school and college, and we were playing against girls, and he was like not in the game. And I'm like, bro, you got to focus. We got to win.
Yeah. And this is worse because it's the camera. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Gary. I mean, Jack just put a lot of pressure on himself to win the race and then win basketball.
You can handle it.
I think you should get out for a little bit of running. Just a little bit of running, get your cardio.
Once you figure out what the exact running is.
Well,
God forbid.
Imagine we would figure it out.
Is it a lap around? Is it a sprint? Is it whatever?
I think it should be a quarter mile. It should be one lap around of track.
Either one's fine.
Yeah.
I just would like to know what it is.
Sure. Yeah. I think the longer it is, the more of a chance, the safer it is for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
I just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
As fast as possible.
I'm hearing you. I hear you. David and Tom's River, you're in WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, Spike, real quick about the Four Horsemen. Was that Terry Blanchard instead of Lex?
You're right. So Lex,
Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard and Lex Luger replaced Tully Blanchard.
Yeah, there it is. I thought I had that in my head somewhere. Yeah.
You're right.
Because you said that. I was like, okay, that was cool. Nah, man, love those territory wrestling days, man. There's nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Saturday morning.
Cool. Hey, guys. hey, Spike, man, you had me in Bizarro World giving the Herb the reverse day there. I was like, wait, where am I here, man?
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering how many other people got confused by that, too. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm driving home. Like, I'm going back to work and stuff like that. Like, hey, guys, real quick. I'm not going to make you guys do the Eagles record, but what are you guys thinking about the rest of our opponents in the NFC East records coming up for this year? How many wins and losses are you guys thinking?
Well, yeah, I can give you the Eagles record easier. I got the Eagles at 12-5.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
You know what? It's a weird feeling with Washington. Washington and Dallas, they got this off-the-field stuff going on. I don't know how much that's going to impact what they're doing. The Giants, at best, you'll get 8 wins out of them. If they have 8 wins is a great year for the Giants this upcoming year.
Yeah, I just think the Giants will be tougher to play this year. That would be they have a real quarterback, and they have a real defense. Yeah. So, you know,
I was ready to put Washington at 11-6. But this Terry McLaurin thing, if they get it figured out, I have Washington finish second, Dallas with 10-7. I got Dallas at 10-7. Dak stays healthy. I mean, Dallas, depending on what these other teams do in their division, could be a wild card team.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we could get 3 teams out of this division.
And remember, no team has won the NFC East consecutive years for 20 years.
I think that ends this year.
Yeah. But how many times have people said that?
19.
Yeah. We must have said it in 2018.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Let's make history, guys. Hey, guys, you guys got your fantasy spot today, right? Bam took it up.
Bam took up today's spot.
But we'll do it again tomorrow.
Hey, man. All right, cool. I'll call tomorrow. Hey, shout out Bam, man. You're the real one, brother. All right, guys.
There you go. He is. Yep. Bam is a real something.
He is a real one, yeah.
Larry in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Larry?
How you fellas doing?
What's up, Larry?
All right.
So I'm 58 years old. I've been watching wrestling for 50 years.
Oh, boy.
So I got a little history behind me. So this is a quick thing before I do my Mount Rushmore. It's just a slight oversight you guys made that is Lex Luger actually replaced Ole Anderson.
Oh, okay.
They kicked him out. Yeah, okay. They kicked him out. Then he came back with a baseball bat and tried to, you know, get back in, but it didn't work out.
We said the Anderson brothers, didn't we?
Yeah, but Lex Luger actually replaced Ole Anderson.
Oh, we got the order mixed up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So anyway, regarding the Mount Rushmore, man, Spike, I love you. I loved your father. You know, I remember I went back when he was on TV when I was in college. I went to his show that he used to have a pregame show. But, man, wrestling, I don't know how you couldn't – again, you're a little bit younger than me, but Bruno Sammartino, he's got to be on that Mount Rushmore.
But who does he replace?
I mean, honestly, I have trouble with the fourth one. It was Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, and Bruno Sammartino. I mean –
Here's the thing.
Dusty off? What you doing? You taking Dusty off?
I don't think you can take off Ric Flair. I don't think you can take off Dusty Rhodes.
Probably than Dusty, but I mean, Dusty. Yeah. I love Dusty too, man. He was great, but the stuff. And I went to the old Spectrum. We were at the Civic Center with Ric Flair when they were with the NWA, whatever. But the stuff that they did at that old Spectrum with Bruno. I mean, he was champ for like 8 straight years and. Just looking at him, I know that he had trouble with the WWF, whatever it was, and then they came back. You looked at him. My gosh, he was in unbelievable shape for like 89 years old. And
I think the problem, Larry, is like I didn't see, and Bruno Sammartino was important. I do feel like all these guys helped blow wrestling up in a way.
I absolutely agree. Like I said, Bruno was he sold out all the stadiums before Hulk Hogan, and him and Andre the Giant. He was the bomb after Bruno, and then Hulk Hogan took it to a new level, and then obviously the Rocks and you said the Attitude Era. But just one other thing is moving forward is how long are you going to be doing the Mount Rushmore for, like another month or so?
No, just a week.
3 days.
It's Mount Rushmore week. Okay, so we got to get through the friggin', you know, we got to get through the summer here, buddy.
My point is, since Jack is so great at tennis, he's only allowed to have one pick for the Mount Rushmore since he only was able to win one game.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I think that's good. Maybe one face on your Mount Rushmore, too.
Whatever.
Wow. Jack had a great attitude about it. Yeah. Who was the caller that put
Casey
you
Casey Impasta.
Yeah, Casey Impasta. Casey Impasta. Really buried you. Yeah. All right. Well, we will be back with you tomorrow. First of all, Tom Kelly is next.
No, I'm next.
No, you're doing Fritz at 6?
I think so.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Awesome. Then is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So more.
Yeah. So 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Jack lost it to camera. Yes. 6-1.
We're not talking
happened.
About it.
Ask him what happened. Ask him what happened.
Kidding. It was so fun. It was great.
Yeah.
I hope everyone had fun.
Then TK will be on. And we will be back with you tomorrow from the link.
From the link.
Mount Rushmore week continues. It'll be Eagles Mount Rushmore. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, the text line, which is not on today, would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.